Our bureau chief Simon Marks has a front row seat, of course, as always, in Washington, D.C. And Simon, was there any significance to the timing of his departure at 6:30 p.m.? And now that he's out, how convincing were the doctors that Mr. Trump will not be in danger to himself or others? You know, especially given that his physician, Dr. Sean Conley, had yesterday admitted hiding information and misleading the public about the president's treatment.
Well, Adam, there was a significance to the timing, and I'll get to that in a minute. But I have to tell you, within the last 90 seconds, we have witnessed just a scene that is almost undescribable. The president emerged from Marine One as it landed on the lawn of the White House. He walked up the stairs to the main portico, the main entrance to the building. And as he reached the main portico, he removed his face mask. He took his face mask off. He walked to the middle of the balcony that looks out over the lawn of the White House. Cameras caught pictures of him. You could see him just above the helicopter rotor blades that were spinning. And he stood there for several minutes, saluted the helicopter pilots who had brought him back to the White House for images that were clearly being videotaped for a campaign video. And we know that images were being videoed of the president back at Walter Reed Medical Center, the campaign using the medical center as a prop shortly before his departure from the hospital. So just to be clear, Donald Trump's first action upon returning to the White House, still infected with COVID-19, according to his doctors, still undergoing treatment for COVID-19 with remdesivir, still in a position to put White House staff at risk of themselves catching COVID-19 from him. Breathtakingly, his first action was to remove his face mask and stand on the balcony and pose for a photo op that is designed to send to his supporters the notion that he is somehow invincible and has vanquished this disease. Even by the standards of the reckless behavior that we have witnessed by this president on numerous occasions over the last 4 years, this is a new low. We have never seen anything like this, as the president of the United States ignores all the advice of medical professionals and now indicates very clearly that he's back at the White House. He's getting back to work. As he said on Twitter a short while ago, he intends to be back on the campaign very soon. And he clearly has absolutely no concern, not a thought, for the people around him at the White House with whom he works, who are there supporting his administration, and who now know that in their midst is a man who is COVID-19 positive and is going to engage in precisely whatever behavior he wants to engage in. Their health and safety is of no concern to him whatsoever. This entire tableau that we've witnessed here over the last 35 minutes was designed very clearly to coincide not just with exactly the third day anniversary of his departure from the White House to Walter Reed, but it was also designed to coincide with the beginning of the main broadcast nightly news programs here. And as a result, Donald Trump bought himself 30 minutes of essentially campaign publicity. Didn't hear a peep from Joe Biden on those television networks as they all covered that journey that the president just made by Marine One to the White House and covered live his first action upon arriving at the White House, which was to remove his face mask.
I mean, Simon, a dramatic turn of events and fast-moving news as well. I mean, what this is leaving the hospital and also seemingly quick recovery mean for his campaign as well as Mr. Biden's and, of course, the upcoming vice presidential debate in Utah?
Yeah, just to be clear, Julie, I don't think we can say that he's made a quick recovery. He's still being treated with remdesivir. And the doctor, Sean Conley, the White House physician, sidestepped all sorts of questions he didn't want to answer today, including a key question, which is, has the president's lung function in any fashion been damaged by COVID-19? Is he at risk of pneumonia? He wouldn't answer questions about that. Even though he provided a raft of other medical data, he insisted that the privacy of the president president's medical records meant that he couldn't describe the president's lung functions. What does all this mean for the campaign trail? Donald Trump, assuming he doesn't relapse and assuming he returns directly to work, absolutely intends to get back on the campaign trail as quickly as possible. He's got a vast amount of work ahead of him. Joe Biden, 14 percentage points ahead of Donald Trump in the latest opinion polls. He seems to be willing to project an image of almost gladiatorial invincibility now as he returns to the White House, even though he was described by his own doctor today as not being out of the woods. With regard to the vice presidential debate on Wednesday night here, Thursday morning there, Senator Kamala Harris insisted today that plexiglass screens be put on the stage to protect her from the risk of infection from Vice President Mike Pence and any of the campaign staff traveling with him. So that is now happening. And I can tell you that within the last hour, the Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has spoken to the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi. He wanted to go up to Capitol Hill for negotiations with her about a fresh stimulus package. And Nancy Pelosi told him not to come. She says she doesn't want anybody from the White House bringing COVID-19 to Capitol Hill. So that gives you a sense of where this city is tonight. It's an unprecedented situation for Washington, D.C.
A sobering moment indeed. Simon, thank you very much for speaking to us. That was Simon Marks in Washington, D.C. And do note that Asia First will be bringing you full coverage of the vice presidential debate on Thursday at the times on your screen right there here on CNA.